much for coming. I'm really sorry I was running down the hall to attend this meeting because I just arrived from U.S. San Francisco from RSA Conference. RSA Conference is the biggest security conference in the world. And so I just changed my presentation to reflect the front line, first line report from RSA. So this is... If you today landed in San Francisco airport, and the biggest event there is RSA conference, and this is the bulletin board you will see in San Francisco airport saying Trend Micro is number one in server security from physical to virtual to cloud. That is Trend Micro's position. Trend Micro was known as a virus buster company, but actually Trend Micro is progressing and changing our position to cloud security company. So first one, Trend Micro is server security. Second one, Trend Micro is cloud security. We secure your physical virtual cloud and we are your partner to secure your journey to the cloud. And this bulletin board, this whole advertisement is co-sponsored together with VMware. VMware is number one in virtualization. Trend Micro is number one in server security. Together, we secure your journey to the cloud. Now, next one is another evidence you can see. Number one in virtualization security. This is actually VMware's booth inside RSA, but this whole bulletin board inside VMware's booth is recommending Trend Micro agentless anti-malware solution under VMware, and Trend Micro is the only one other vendor other than VMware that's inside VMware's booth. So Trend Micro is virtualization security. Now, next one is CRN Magazine reporting from RSA. They actually say that Trend Micro has a blockbuster data protection announcement that enable Trend Micro now can secure all the data from endpoint all the way to the cloud. So I think Trend Micro is data security. So with those 4 points, I'd like to explain what is Trend Micro's vision and what Trend Micro is trying to do and why Trend Micro will be cloud security number one. So let me start with, why do Trend Micro want to be cloud security number one? If you look at the overall cloud market, the cloud market compound growth rate is more than 26%. It's a very high growth. Plus, the market is big. The market up to 2015, it will become $121 billion. So it's a big market. And in this big market, what customers' major concern and major driver, both, very interestingly, is because of security. They think if they can go to the cloud, have more professional people managing their IT infrastructure, they should be more secure. However, they are very concerned about their data storing in the cloud. Is that data being secure? So you can see, that is why cloud security in a very growing and big market play a very important role. That's why Trend Micro want to be in cloud security. Now, if you look at cloud infrastructure, one side is data center, the other side is client side, the endpoint. The endpoint, the fact for the endpoint is that the average selling price is decreasing. Right? No matter your PC used to be $3,000, now $400, you can get a netbook about the same computing power. Your smartphone also, right? The overall per unit price is decreasing. However, the units is 10 times. To the year 2000, we exceed 1 billion devices connecting to the internet. Today, it exceed to 10 billion devices connecting to the internet. So even the device, the endpoint part, is explosively growing. So those are the two aspects we look at, cloud and client, and how, why do Trend Micro want to be number one in there? Now, I think market is big enough, but why Trend Micro? Why Trend Micro can be number one in cloud security? I think the first one, this is actually the slide about, I believe it's 3.5 years ago, I did an IR presentation and I was explaining, we believe, Trend Micro believe that the infrastructure will change from the LAN environment, client server architecture into a cloud client architecture and will change all four layers of the infrastructure. That was 3.5 years ago. And we've been working on this actually before that, so already 5 years. We have really first mover advantage because we really start very fast, very early about this whole cloud infrastructure. This is Goldman Sachs. They publish a report and they call it Fat Core and Thin Edge architecture change. Exactly replicate what we were talking about 3.5 years ago. That is, today's WAN is actually, today's WAN is actually equal to yesterday's LAN. So this chart was saying that before, usually enterprise have a smaller data center, but they have a lot of branch offices that have their own local area LAN. But with the cloud, now they were moving more and more mission critical server inside the data center and leaving the branch offices with all the thin clients that can directly access the data center to get all those data. That means with this change, then customer will have to restructure their security because originally in here they put a firewall IDS to protect their server behind there. But once they move or inside the data center, the configuration and the security on the perimeter of the data center will become too complicated to manage, and therefore they need to start to put security onto the server. And they need to start to understand how these mobile devices accessing directly into their data center, that connection has to be secure. So that was, I would say, our prediction and our move the direction was right. So Trend Micro do have the technology first mover advantage that we have the solution. And another chart that shows this is a very interesting, very important time. 2009, second half of 2009, is the first time in the whole world virtual server number exceed the physical server number, especially the time, the increase rate, right? So more and more people are going to just default. First time they set up the server, they will think about virtual server, not the physical server. So those means that with this type of environment, whoever can offer the best security will become number one. And Trend Micro, not only we already are server security number one, and we already have all this solution that can address that kind of fat core, thin edge protocol, but also Trend Micro, I would say most important thing after I become CEO and not just technology person, I realized how important that is. The sales channel understand how to sell to a different type of user. So Trend Micro, we're starting to sell all this type of solution, and now I'm very glad to say that we already have more than 350 salespeople actually sold product to the data center administrator, data center people, speak their language and sold to them. I think that is a very important learning curve, but we already jumped the hood. So that is another one. Now I'd like to explain why we kept on coming back, and I kept on saying that cloud security and server security. This is IDC, they published this global server security market share. Trend Micro is 22.9%, number one in the overall global security market share. And I'd like to point to this sentence here, because a lot of people thought server security, desktop security, they are about the same. Actually, it's night and day differences. And this is IDC's analyst sentence. He said, actually, server security need to have product that is much more scalable, much more solid, and cover much more platform. Need to cover a lot different platform, not just Windows. Linux, AS400, all type of platform need to be covered. Plus, this category need to address the hypervisor security. And in this type of product group, I would say we are number one. That is a very clear leading advantage, that we know all the platform, we know the hypervisor, and we have real customer experiences in dealing with that kind of environment, and have the product that already been trained on that kind of environment. That's why I believe server security number one will bring Trend Micro a big advantage as the data center security number one. Now, if we overall, cloud security, there's four pillars, four important things. The first one is when it becomes virtualization, the infrastructure changed because your computing power are shared. How do you secure a workload that is shared with other workload? So that is the first one, virtualization, infrastructure security. Second part, cloud data security, data-centric protection. Your data are shared storage, stored on a shared storage. How do you protect your own data? Cloud application security, something like Salesforce.com. Your application are shared with somebody's application. How do you protect your application? And lastly is the client, the endpoint. It's not desktop anymore. Those thin client, how do you protect them? All these four need to be managed from one central console and can enable the administrator to understand all these four different areas, plus the physical, virtual, cloud, all three type of protection need to be managed from one management console. And I'd like to take this chance to just, first, let me give you an example of Trend Micro's solution in securing virtualized and data-centric protection. So this is a screenshot. Actually, you can see this. We customer can go to Amazon and they add Amazon server EC3, EC2 incidents. And in here, they can invoke Trend Micro's secure cloud, a very unique that has, I usually call it, it's almost like whole disk encryption in the cloud. The server that you rent from Amazon will have a encryption layer, and any data that generated from that server will be encrypted, then stored into the shared storage. And customers not only do that, therefore, their data are separated, even though they are stored in a shared storage. But not only that, link with our other product called Deep Security. Customer can set the policy and say, if you are requesting this decryption key from a zone that is a secure zone, for instance, you can say, right now, if somebody suddenly requests this decryption key from, say, Egypt or Russia or somewhere, then you can say reject. You cannot access those data. This will enable customer, even though they are using the rented, the public cloud, however, they keep their data security. Plus, they can keep all the track of who accessed that data, when and what did they do with that data. That is the first example of virtualization and data protection linked together. Now, next one, we will talk about how about cloud application. Someone want to use a cloud application, but want to make sure their data is secure. So this is an example. I don't say the name, but you probably know the world's largest sales automation SaaS provider company. They have a customer that is a big credit card customer. They request that they want to use their sales automation SaaS tool, but they need to be PCI compliance, means that they need to make sure all their data have very clear log who accessed it, and all the application, if the application have any change, they need to have information about why is that application changed. Remember, this is a SaaS application, and therefore it's shared by anybody else, right? How do you achieve that? The solution is they use Trend Micro's Deep Security File Integrity Monitor module, and they were able to produce all this requirement and meet all this PCI requirement to enable the credit card company pass the PCI compliance and use this SaaS application. So that's another example. Now, let's move to a more, a little bit consumer-centric, but let me explain why this is. Also, a cloud application and using the mobile devices to access all this cloud application. For instance, my kids, 16 years old, of course, using iPhone, iPad, and they always doing Facebook, right? But I'm flying around. I really worry what are they doing when I'm away. And usually, as Asian mom, I think lots of you probably will understand that we care about what book they read, what TV they watch, what music they listen to. But on Facebook, who are they friends with? What are they doing talking with their friends? So this is a tool that will provide complete report for the parents. This is an application that would say, if your kids using whatever devices, accessing this Facebook or MySpace or whatever, Twitter or this, I give you a summary report. And if suddenly there's a 45 years old man that nobody else know him, but suddenly trying to be friend with my daughter, I want to know. And this product will be able to alert you. This is another concept of cloud security and endpoint devices providing a new way for securing consumer user, consumer home security. That is this one. And then these mobile devices, Android, iPhone, iPad, they not only being used by consumer now, actually, they in US, they call this the CEO headache for the CIO. What is that? The CEO will come into the office with their iPad and say, I want to use this to assess the company data. Make sure you can do that. But how do you secure it, right? And therefore, they need to have the virtual desktop infrastructure that be able to access from the mobile devices, means that their virtual desktop infrastructure need to be very efficient, very fast. Otherwise, their CEO get angry because it's so slow from my iPad, right? But also, their iPhone, iPad, without going through the VPN, they will use the 3G network and access whatever information, right? Go to whatever website. And therefore, on that iPhone, iPad, those smart devices, you do need to have another security agent that will secure that device. So you need to have a way to combine. Let the administrator know this person now have one desktop, two smartphone, and one Android tab that is accessing company data. And each one of them, what is the security policy or security practice right now? So this is an example what Trend Micro can do. Now, with Trend Micro's Office Scan, the desktop management, we were able to manage the customer's virtual desktop, physical desktop, and smartphone or Android Pad, iPad, or in one management console. They can also set, say, if this person take this phone into this lab, then we will disable that camera. You know why? I live in Los Angeles, and there's a lot of defense contractor company there. They were so scared that people take a camera into their lab and take a picture of the fighter jet, the newest design fighter jet. So these are new type of security. It's nothing to do with malware, nothing to do with viruses, but it's a new type of security that Trend Micro were able to provide through this type of security linked together. So these are in this part, and all of this are linked together by Trend Micro's central control management. Customer will be able to manage from physical, virtual to cloud, and from mobile devices to cloud data to cloud infrastructure with a threat intelligence manager. This threat intelligence manager, I hope this will work. You can see this threat intelligence manager will be able to show your company. Now in Beijing, there's one red dot, and it can zoom in to even say in Beijing, in this office, in this area, and you have this similar threats also happening in Guangzhou, or that you can put your company's whole environment, and also an administrator from one spot can see the whole country or whole earth. His company has all this subsidiary all over the world. He can see those security posture in one management console and can show all this context. Actually, this is a true data showing the StockNet situation in one of the customer's site. So this is what we talk about. Overall, this market, these are combined Gartner Group, IDC Group's estimation. The infrastructure security, the cloud data security, the cloud application security, and the cloud client security, all together, we believe the market is 31 point something billion US dollar. Just for your information, originally Trend Micro, the virus anti-malware business, total market is 8.3 billion US dollar. So this total accessible market, we think, is much, much larger than what we used to be. Not only Trend Micro has technology, I like to say, I'm very excited that in our Q4, we have a lot real customer. This is the customer that is one of the largest petroleum company, and they want to protect their server infrastructure or their server that they worry about those server not well patched and will be attacked. They use Trend Micro's deep security. The deal size is more than one million euro. This one is euro. 1 million euro. They protect all those server with Trend Micro deep security. Next example is what I just mentioned about the world's largest sales automation company that use Trend Micro's fire integrity monitoring, actually protecting their platform to provide their customer compliances. And that is $500,000 US dollar. And this one is the airline company. Allow me to spend a little bit more time talking about this conversation with the CIO of this airline company. He told me that when my company buy an empty airplane, then within 2 weeks, we can put all the seats, all the seat belt, pass, or put all the kitchen ready for the airplane to fly in the air and starting to make money. But whenever I want to have a new server, I buy a server, I need to prepare the server and then install all the software, patch it, and then put it into the data center. And all this process take me 6 weeks. And he said, my business cannot wait to let me do this. I need to enable my company to be more agile and more cost effective in providing computing power. That's why this company, the CIO say, that's why I must go to the cloud. I must start to use the cloud services. But security is getting in the way. And I'm not exaggerating. The CIO told me that until I wasn't able to do this until I found Trimicro's deep security and secure cloud solution that enable me, now I can very confidently, my data and my server in the cloud are secure, and I can provide all the report, and therefore I can use cloud. They used one of the largest cloud provider in US, and that deal for us total is almost $1 million US dollar. Another one is a hotel chain. Now this one is more traditional, but still, they were trying to use VDI. They were trying to enable their user to use the iPhone, iPad, or the smartphone to connect to their network. But one day they found their server was hacked, and they cannot find out why. Their customer information was leaked. Trimicro was the one that provide them all this threat intelligence, understanding where the threat come from. Originally, we feel like, wow, this customer used only very small portion of Trimicro's product, but we were feeling like, oh, I'm going there to apologize. But actually, at the end, they found that it's Trimicro's threat intelligence that help them diagnostic their whole network security problem, and therefore, instead of having this problem, with Trimicro, they issue an even bigger $1.4 million US dollar PO to Trimicro. That is this hotel chain. Now, next one is another example on the threat intelligence management part. This is government. That country got a lot of bot attacked, and they need to protect their country against those bot attacked. So the government used Trimicro's threat management services, and that deal is also almost $1 million US dollar. Last one is smaller in amount, is just $200K. But it's a very important one. That is our Android security, Android phone security, and it sells through a smartphone manufacturer and co-work with a telecom company, telecom provider, the operator. They want to make sure all those Android phone they are using in that telecom network is secure, and they prepay Trimicro for preload the Android security onto those phones. So with that, I want to say is that cloud security is so important, and it's here, it's now. Trimicro has the solution for cloud infrastructure, for cloud data, for cloud application, and for cloud client endpoint solution. And we can manage all from one single management console. It's not only solution is here, but also it's real customer that is already using it. That is a very important step for Trimicro to become cloud security number one. And this solution, not only those solution, you probably want to ask me then, how about your smart protection network, that your traditional business, right? Our traditional business, anti-malware still is a very important part of our revenue. And after we starting to deploy our smart protection network, this is the past 10 quarters, every quarter, every different testing institution, they test all the different competitors' product. All our competitors have up and down, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but Trimicro has always been number one in all these tests. That is smart protection network. We think that is our cornerstone for continue to stabilize our traditional business and starting to expand our business. here you can see actually in 2010, Trend Micro's endpoint where the smart protection network most effectively using, we actually have 16% growth in the end user, the user that connecting. So you probably want to ask me then, how come your revenue is not grow as 16%, right? I think this is where the cross point is happening, because the unit price of all the PC, all the devices is declining, but the device, the user is increasing, right? Just that crossroad need to happen. Right now, as Mahendra showed, that we think the Q4 finally shows that train coming back. But we still need to work on more user, and therefore they can overcome the price per unit price drop in the whole industry. It's not just Trend Micro, it's whole industry have this type of a crossroad need to be crossed. So those are the traditional product, and this is what's really exciting. We talk about cloud security number one. These are the product quarter-to-quarter growth. I promise to report all these products revenue quarter-to-quarter growth. And in Q4, we have a big jump. You can see this big jump in our strategic new products. These are cloud security related products revenue. And it increased a lot because we have a lot of large deal from US, from a deep security deal. And also, we launched our small business hosted security product with Dell. And that's why our strategic new products grow. So with that, I just want to conclude my presentation and tell you that cloud security is really important. The market is big, and Trend Micro is the only company that can go from physical to virtual to cloud, and we are the best partner for customers to secure their journey to the cloud. Thank you very much.